Welcome to AI and I, where we will explore the infinite possibilities of innovative education. Join us, Andrew and Faye, every 2 weeks as we navigate the intersection of technology and learning right here at Wellington Hangzhou. So we're here today to talk about some new innovations with AI, and they are Manus, which is a chatbot, and also Unitree, which is a robot or a robotics company. And we'll be talking today about exactly what those two things are, where they're at, and perhaps how they differentiate themselves from other players in those markets. So first of all, I'm here today with Faye, and I'm going to be asking Faye the question, what exactly is Manus, and how is it different from chatbots like we already have, such as ChatGPT and DeepSeek?
Hey, Andrew, thanks for having me today again. I apologize that so far I still haven't managed to access to Manus yet. The code for invitation seems very, very high demands. And then I saw people selling them on secondhand website, but it's extremely high price.
Okay, so Manus is not available right now to the average consumer. It's specialized and it's being given as an invitation only app. Is that right?
By the time I'm talking, yes, I assume that's still the latest state.
Okay.
But so far, by the feedback from different users, by looking at their official commercial on YouTube or other platform, I realized that it's a similar taste of AI, but it can do more and it can shield you more. I think that shield you more, that's the most successful selling point. In the demonstration, we saw that people were asking a question, talking about where to buy a property. Normally, AI could search internally about different websites and give you answer, but I can visually see on the laptop, on the screen of the computer, that Manus went to different website, open it, go through it, highlight something, collect it, then go to different website to talk about the average price, talk about the criminal rates around them, then in the end, organize a report document for you. That's okay. What I saw.
Okay, so one clear difference you're stating there is the fact that with, for example, ChatGPT, it will do a research project for you, but it will internalize that research process. I think there's usually a drop-down menu, right? But even that will be in writing. Whereas Manus, from what you've seen, will do the research, but also show you the research it's doing visually by showing you the websites it's accessing, showing you the documents it's reading through, like that. Is that correct?
That's correct from my perspective.
Okay. Are there any other key differences that you're aware of?
I think people were talking about that the cost for using Manus is way lower than average other AI website or tools. But I just feel like that's a competition that has been going on for a long time. Which one's cheaper and cheaper? So far, I think the biggest selling point is still about visualize all the tasks.
I've also read myself on Manus that it is better at storing information and continuing the relationship with the user over a longer period of time in comparison with ChatGPT and DeepSeek. I think this is a really interesting angle if this is one that they're using to differentiate themselves. And certainly I think we can see benefits for this in education, whereby you could have a pupil perhaps who would start their journey with Manus and then progress with them over time, whereby the pupil could reflect on things months down the line and Manus would easily draw from historic conversations. I know that Manus is better for keeping data over time and it's built more to remember your past conversations. So that's exciting. Anything else you want to add to that, Faye?
Now I'm looking at all the AI, the things they can do differently. I just feel like maybe ChatGPT as the beginning of the AI age. I think ChatGPT can do lots of things, but not specifically one thing. I think other companies, they just pick up the small things and they build a very specific function. Like you talk about the remembering the history conversations or the document you shared previously. I think ChatGPT can do that, but they didn't focus on to build that part to be their selling point. Maybe other small companies, DeepSeek, Manus, pick up the small things they think is very valuable and then build on it.
That's interesting because I think we spoke recently, didn't we, about the idea that, or certainly in my opinion, I feel as though with the financial backing that ChatGPT has and the fame that it has, because it's that number one, it's that key player. They're going to be so hard to push off of that spot. And what they'll do, I think, is that whenever a rival tries to hone in on something specific and make that thing as good as they can, ChatGPT will simply then provide that service as good or better as quickly as they can. And so as a result of that, because they already have the fame and they have the financial backing, I just feel as though ChatGPT are that number one player still in the game, closely followed at the moment by DeepSeek. But they'll be hard to budge because I just think they'll keep doing that. But time will tell.
Andrew, I'm not sure about you. Can you feel that Hangzhou has a certain vibe of the base of all the AI, all the latest companies in China? I definitely feel this way.
Yeah. So Manus, did we state that Manus is a Chinese company?
Chinese company.
It is. And of course, we have DeepSeek that hit the news recently. But long before that, we had Alibaba here, right?
Exactly.
In Hangzhou. And they call it the Silicon Valley of China. So yeah. And it seems to keep holding true to that.
I'm not originally from Hangzhou, but we stay here a couple of years now. I can feel the different vibe compared to other big cities. I think Hangzhou, the government really invests money to invite different companies to build up their business here. A few days ago, I went to the local mall, Mixi, and I saw some people just taking their robot out on the street and walking around. I stopped, I took a video, then the person even generally invited me, do you want to shake hands with him?
So hold on a minute. Let's backtrack a couple of... You just said taking out their robot for a walk. What do you mean?
If you're familiar a little bit with Hangzhou, Mixi area, considered as the high fashion places. You can see lots of people dressed up really nice, lots of high-end restaurants there. Sometimes you can see people just doing things, kind of want to show off a little bit. Then the other day, we were having lunch or somehow, then we saw the person having a little remote thing, then the robot just walking on the street and then just say hello to people with their hands.
Okay.
I stopped and then I just look around. The person said, do you want to shake hands with him? So I just put my hand over and then that robot came to grab my hand very firmly.
Okay, so when you said taking my robot for a walk, for some reason I immediately imagined a robotic dog, but we're talking about a human-looking robot here.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I can see there's a big logo on that robot, UnionTree. And then I remember that was the same robot showed up on the CCTV annual gala show. And then that reminds me of how close we are at the latest company. And then I think that's how I dig up a little bit more about this company.
I think that's really interesting. So we're at the point now in 2025 where we're starting to see robots walking around malls.
If you go to Chinese TikTok or... social media, just search UnionTree or robots. I think lots of videos are going to pop up of how close they are at the daily life.
And so these, I have seen these actually. So these robots, they're much better now, aren't they, with the robots imitating human movement?
I think so.
So much, they're so much smoother. Mm. And we spoke the other day, didn't we? And you told me that some people were suggesting that it was fake. But actually, and so UnionTree have to comment and respond to say, no, hang on a minute, this is genuinely real and defend themselves because the movements look so natural.
I think that was kind of like a joke, but also a selling point. People comment on the video saying that the robot moves so smooth, so natural. Doesn't look like a real thing. Maybe it's made by CGI or computer or AI, but then this company just post more videos in different content, doing different tasks, I think.
So can I ask you, the robot that you saw walking around the mall, was that a... Did it look like a robot or did it look like a human? Not in sense of, you know, the build of the robot, but did it have, you know, for example, fake human skin on it? Or was it just the skeleton of a robot, let's say?
You can see it's still made by equipment, cables, metal pieces.
Okay, so it's like an exposed, it's still in the exposed stage, just looks quite slick.
Yeah, they have the same features as a human. Body part, legs, hands, head.
Okay.
I think, in my mind... I think the robot does not necessarily come to a human shape,
okay.
But having a human shape, body-looking robot definitely had more impact, had more attention, can do more things that humans can do.
Obviously with makeup and design and technology now, you can get things that do really look like a human. So by padding that onto the skeleton of the robot as a next step, with these really realistic movements that they're now capable of achieving. Goodness me, what's 2050 going to look like?
I think, Andrew, I'm not sure if you agree with me. I think robots has already been with our life before this moment. Maybe they didn't just look like a robot we saw in the movie, but they are everywhere already. For example, I remember all the delivery company, you know, sometimes when they have a big mass of packages, it was actually a robotic hand scanning the code and it pick it up, go to different boxes.
Okay.
That's a robot already,
yeah.
But it does not have a human body. So you don't feel like, oh, that's a robot.
But it's a form of robotics.
I think so.
Yeah. And it is a robot. Yeah, I know what you mean. So we have that stereotype, but actually, you know, robotics has been assisting us for quite a while already. Okay, so with Unitree allowing their robots to now freely roam around malls, what else do we know about Unitree?
As I mentioned, it's a company based in Hangzhou.
Yeah.
And then they have the headquarters here. There are lots of promotions going around here. I saw a big sign posting on top of the LED screen in the mall, talk about it's a company going to change the world, something like that. Again, we're talking about this concept as we're in a school. I think about what if we have a couple of robots in school? What if the robots are milling around in the classrooms or in the playground, pick up different information or recording things? Do you think they're going to make a difference in the school life?
I think at the moment, from what I can tell, we're still in a place whereby these human-like robots are probably better positioned to help with the more menial tasks in everyday life. So if you can set one off to go and do, I mean, this is what I'd love to happen. If you can set one off in your home, so perhaps we start there before we get to education, to go and do the laundry or go and do the dishes, and you can trust that robot to do that. I think that would be a great step forward. We already have the AI now assisting us with so much through the computer screen. A really innovative step that is the most exciting is really combining those two. So for example, if we go back to Manus and they're really able to hone in on a chatbot that collects data over time and then connect that with Unitree and a human-like robot padded out with human-like skin and human-like hair and then the internalization of that chatbot of a Manus, let's say, that's innovation from this point. And and then Unitree having the human-like ability to move like a human, and all of that coming together into what we have seen in movies for the last 50 years, that it just seems like it's not a question of if, it's just now a question of when we see that. And then we can start to talk about having a teaching assistant in the class, and maybe we get to the point that we don't even know if it's a robot or not.
To be honest, if that happens somewhere, I just personally have lots of questions to ask. The first one was about how can I make sure that the robots has a certain guidelines or standards about what they can do, what they cannot do? And do we still treat them as part of the furniture, part of the equipment you bought for your house? Or do we actually treat it as a loyalty friend?
I think we're leading into our next podcast at this point, because there was citizenship in Saudi Arabia, I believe, given to a humanoid.
I remember the news that only, but that's a robot only with a half body-ish.
And she looks really human-like. But yeah, she was given citizenship in Saudi Arabia. So human rights. And that seems to be where we're headed in this conversation. And maybe we can talk about that next week.
Definitely. I cannot wait to see what the possibilities we're going to talk about.
Thank you, Faye. We'll catch everyone next time.
See you guys.